This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. We are in Acapulco, Mexico at the what is so far an amazing turnout for Anarcapulco, the third annual 2017 Anarcapulco event here in this beautiful town. My first time in Mexico. My first time seeing Mark in like 2 months. Hey, Mark.
Hey, Ian. I love it here. This place, this hotel is so awesome. And we were walking down this hallway in the hotel, and they had all the pictures of all the famous stars who've been there.
Oh, yeah.
And for good reason, this place is amazing.
Yeah, the venue is huge. And we also, well, let's bring in our special guest here just to kick off what is going to be several days of Free Talk Lives from Anarcapulco, the organizer of the event himself, Jeff Berwick. Hey, Jeff.
Good to see you guys. Good to see you too, Mark. With I've seen your face. You've definitely gotten some sun. I was like, well, you've been in Acapulco, but then I remember you've been on a sailboat quite a bit.
Yeah, down in the Florida Keys and that sort of thing. It's been a wonderful time. Jeff, I want to thank you for bringing us here. And
yeah, it's an honor to be here. It's
great. I'm so glad to have you for your first time, Ian. Thank you.
It really, I mean, so the rock music played, the big, picture, the big TV screen showed
the
you.
The video thing. Yeah, and the TED Talk look. Kind of.
It really had that look, the microphone right in the, it's, this is top notch, and the room, hundreds and hundreds of people out there. It's really a big event, and I'm just so impressed with what you've been able to put together, and I know you've got a good-sized team.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely not just me. If it was just me, it'd be a disaster like the first one.
The first one you say was a disaster. I loved it.
It was very unorganized, that's for sure.
It agreed, but it is a convention.
I guess for an anarchist conference, maybe that's fine, right? Maybe everyone loved that,
of course.
They obviously liked that they came back, but definitely different this year for sure.
Many of the people who were at the first one were at the second one, were at the third one, and it's a great event. What made you put on an event like Anarcapulco?
That's a good question. Basically, as I said in my speech just a few minutes ago here, the first conference, I don't remember hardly at all. I was just drunk the entire time. And then last year, I had dengue fever from the get-go, from the very first hour of the conference.
Oh, my.
And so I was delirious for most of it. But I wasn't drinking, but I was still... So this really feels almost like my first Anarcapulco because of what happened in the last two.
And you've had a real sort of personal changes since the first one, too.
That's a big part of it all, too, is, I've just been going down this whole path of just, spiritual awakening, trying to get, figure out what's my problems are, why I do certain things I do. Not that they're all terrible. I'm not like a murderer or anything. But, we've all got our own problems and issues. And the more you can figure that out, the better. But the real reason this year, Mark, was I just sort of, the first one, like I said, don't really remember too much. I was shocked anyone showed up. A lot of people, what do you think? People travel from around the world. And really, we have people from around the world.
Oh,
here.
Yeah.
Oh, you truly do.
Sweden, Canada.
I was standing in line next to two people from Prague.
Yeah.
They were.
I see the registrations come through. It's almost always from a different country. Every single registration.
Wow.
It's like, whoa, like Nepal. It's like, what?
Incredible.
So we didn't know if it would even work. And then last year, we were like, okay, maybe this is going to work. Again, like I said, I had dengue fever, so it didn't go, for me personally, how I had hoped. But then after last year, it became quite obvious. This is going to be something kind of special.
Mm-hmm.
And so this year, I was like, okay, let's really do this one right. And that's what we're doing. It's trying to make anarchy look like the coolest thing out there, right?
Now, this is the first year at the Mundo Imperial Resort.
That's right. Every year, we've had a different hotel. We've actually outgrown.
I wondered about that.
So
the first hotel, I really enjoyed. I didn't know where the second one was at, if it was at the same hotel or not.
No, it was at the Grand Hotel. So the first one could hold a few hundred people, and we had about a few hundred
people.
And
it was packed.
Yeah. There's a few hundred people right now on morning number one, right? How many people would you say are here right now? Watching G. Edward Griffin, by the way, as we're speaking.
Yeah, a lot of people are just getting in because we had to start on a Saturday this year, which was a little maybe not fortunate. So some people are still arriving right now, a lot of people.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's way more than we've had. Like I said, the Grand Hotel, we might have been able to handle this amount of people, but it would have been packed. And you weren't there last year.
No.
It was pretty close to being uncomfortably packed.
You're going to have a hard time filling up. I mean, this conference center is
They can knock
huge.
The walls out anytime they want.
This place is insanely huge. Like, you guys haven't seen it all.
Right.
It's unbelievably huge. So, yeah.
I mean, they could have multiple conferences
going on. We could have 100,000 people.
They do have multiple conferences going on. I saw people with badges. I don't know what they were doing.
Yeah,
no idea. It's a really incredible event. I'm really happy with what I saw. I'd like to describe what happened when Jeff then introduced or gave the stage away to G. Edward Griffin.
Mm-hmm.
It was just incredible. You don't generally see a situation where, I don't know, a man of a certain age comes onto a stage like that, and the whole room explodes. The last time I saw something like that was when Ron Paul gave a speech in
Liberty
2007
Forum.
In Liberty Forum.
Oh, I mean, inside of a Liberty Forum. Wow.
It was
I'm
magic.
Still trying to get him. Yeah.
I felt a tear beginning to snake down the side of my cheek. I was just amazed at what I saw.
Well, he's had a huge impact on people.
Yeah.
I mean, his book.
I actually was surprised. I didn't realize how many people really loved and respected him in the freedom movement. To me, because I just thought he was mostly coming from an Austrian economic sort of understanding of what's wrong with central banking. I thought it was sort of a bit niche. I always knew he was amazing. He was actually one of the first people to open my eyes to look into central banks, and then I look into governments, and I'm like, okay, we got to get rid of all this stuff. So he was like pretty much the first one with his book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. But I had no idea how well respected he is in the liberty movement until that standing ovation, which went on for quite a while.
His book are certainly amazing. It takes somebody like you that can move people with their presence and with their voice to a location so that we can have an event like this where a guy who G. Edward Griffin can't do it himself. It takes all these different special people to put it together, and I'm thanks so much for putting it on.
Yeah, the cool thing with him is he just became basically a voluntarist or anarchist in the last few years.
Is that right?
He'd been working. He knew the problems. He saw all the problems. But he didn't quite understand what the solution was to governments and central banks and wars and poverty and imprisonment and all these kind of things and lack of freedom. And he said when I had him on my show, Anarchast, and he actually, I think, contacted me, an 85-year-old guy. He's like, I think I should be on your show.
He's really good, in good, great shape for 85.
Yeah. Oh, unbelievable. Yeah. I wish I had his energy.
He's still right now. I hear the applause and cheering. And that's for him.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a great event.
So, Jeff, this is an incredible event. Obviously, you are helping put this together. There are a bunch of great speakers who are going to be coming up. What are you looking forward to the most? Not necessarily who's speaking, but, what is it that excites you about this event the most?
You know, whenever I look at, like I said, this is sort of like the first real in Acapulco for me, and this feels like the first real one to me. The first one, like I said, just we didn't even know it was going to work, but it did. The second one, I wasn't there a lot, but this one, I just look at all the names, I see all the people coming. That's what just excites me. I look at all the speakers, like even when I was reading off when I was doing the intro speech, I was actually just looking at the list of the speakers. I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
You design these things for months and months and months, and you almost forget that it's going to be real at some point.
Right.
And then when
here
it becomes real, you go, oh, wow, now this is actually happening now. It's pretty cool.
So you've been in Acapulco for how many years now? This is kind of where you base yourself, right?
Yeah, well, I'm what you call a perpetual traveler or a prior taxpayer. So I live
prior taxpayer.
Yeah.
Originally from Canada. Right?
Yeah, originally from Canada. It's called the PT theory. So you live in ways that you don't effectively have to pay income tax legally anywhere. So I live here as sort of a tourist, but I'm here a lot because, well, I have a family here and I love it here. But I'm not technically legally resident. Right?
So is it 180 days they let you stay at a time? How's that work?
Yeah, whenever you come into Mexico, you get a 180-day travel visa, a tourist visa. So pretty much if I just stayed 179 days and went to the U.S. and came back, I'm good again.
Then you get another 180 after that?
Basically, yeah.
So all you have to do is leave for, what, a day?
A minute. You can walk to the Guatemala border, walk over, and walk back. Basically. They'll probably change
those
laws.
There's some neat Mayan ruins there to see.
Yeah,
it's worth going across the border to Guatemala.
Yeah, if I had the choice of Guatemala or the U.S., I'd probably choose Guatemala.
I bet you would, yeah, for sure.
So you have purported Acapulco as a destination for liberty-oriented people. What, make your case on that.
Well, actually, I'm not, and I've never have. It was just sort of by accident, and it's definitely nothing like the Free State Project or anything like that, and I've always been a supporter of it, huge fan. Hope keeps doing awesome. I hope you guys pretty much take over that whole state and rock it. It's really like that is nothing what I'm trying to do. I'm just happen to be here. A lot of people come to the conference and they don't leave. Like I just saw Larkin Rose wrote on his Facebook wall just now. He's like, I don't know if I want to go back to the U.S. You know, I'm just, there's so much more freedom here. Just you.
I'm not looking forward to it. I think that's part of this. Is like when you go back into the United States, you'll get to see exactly how bad it is. We were just talking about there's some headlines recently out of the U.S. about how they can search your laptop now. They can force you to put in a password onto laptops and phones. We're going to come back more with Jeff Berwick. Can you stick with us for another segment?
Yeah, my pleasure.
From Anarchapulco.
The following is an incredible, life-changing free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing everything more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-956-9829. Call in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear everything more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial, free shipping, and even free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-956-9829. That's 1-800-956-9829. 1-800-956-9829.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We're here at Anarchapulco 2017, the third annual version of this amazing event. What an honor to be here with what is already a large crowd of what I would say at least a few hundred people on the very first morning of what's going to be a multiple day long event that actually, you know, the official event started today, but there was something that happened here yesterday. Jeff Berwick's here, the organizer, the creator of Anarchapulco. Jeff, thanks for sticking with us here. I know you probably have a lot of people who would love to be spending time talking to you at the conference. So what happened yesterday? You had a Dollar Vigilante event?
Yeah, it's something that...
what is Dollar Vigilante?
That's what I do, right? That's my main
the other thing.
That's where I actually make money.
Mm-hmm.
Although this conference probably makes a little bit of money, but really not a
ton. It's hard to make money on conferences.
Yeah, it is not easy. But it actually
does. Love.
It's made actually money every year, which they say is impossible, basically, which is kind of cool. But that's because we kind of scrimped on a lot of costs for the first few years. But this year we didn't. So this one's going to make way more than it's ever made in revenue. But in profit, it's almost going to be almost nothing, which I am fine with because this is out of passion, what I'm doing. So... you asked about the Dollar Vigilante.
Yeah.
That's my real thing that I do, where I get actually paid people. Well, it's way more than a blog. It's a newsletter and that sort of thing. That's pretty much where I make most of my income from. And I've been doing that for about 6 years, just advising people on finance and economics and how to make money and how to not get destroyed by this coming collapse of the fiat currency system. That's the whole reason behind the Dollar Vigilante.
First thing is don't lose money.
Right, that's always your first rule of investment, but we live in such a weird time where we're going to have actually a collapse of these fiat currencies in the coming years that not losing money is going to be almost impossible for most people. So that's why this is getting really interesting now. Of course, there's things like Bitcoin and gold and silver that help people out with
which
that.
Has a huge presence here, by the way. Bitcoin.com is what, the prime sponsor of the...
It is. The platinum sponsor is Roger Veer and Bitcoin.com, and he's been amazing.
Yeah, I had the opportunity to speak to somebody who's, just a family friend, right? And I don't want to give any information because I'm going to talk about their finances, but they talked frankly with me about their finances and said that in 2002 they had savings seven figures. Now they're down to five figures. And
whoa.
It's because essentially, this person listened over and over again to the brokers that were out there. Get commissions to do the things.
I've heard this story a million times. Where's your customer's yachts, right?
Right.
When the broker invites his client on the yacht, where's your customer's yachts? Mm-hmm. That's totally true.
Yep.
It's sad. And, of course, these are all government-regulated brokers, right? No coincidence. It's all, I'm not saying every broker's a bad guy.
I wouldn't say that either, but I mean...
It's not a winning game for most people.
This same person, I have had... opportunities to make suggestions to, and I have made suggestions, Bitcoin when it was $10, things like that.
That would have changed that.
Right, Bitcoin's at $1,200 right now. That'd be a real difference for that person.
Yeah.
And, because they're a friend of the family, and you can imagine they're a bit older than I am, quite a bit older than I am, it's difficult for them to look at this kid that was collecting Star Wars figures and comic books and say, oh, yeah, well, that's a good idea. Let's listen to that guy. And there you go. Hey, you want to take a short trip on my boat?
Yeah, the whole financial investment game is not an easy game at all. And the thing with the most Americans today is most of them don't even have anything like this fiat currency system, this inflation of the Federal Reserve, the massive amount of government regulations and taxes in the U.S. We've seen it being in the libertarian community. Most people just don't have a ton of money. It's only been really actually Bitcoin that's really been a game changer for a lot of people in the last few years. And isn't that beautiful, too? Because, that really Bitcoin is a true free market money. It actually pretty much sprouted from probably the person who made it, whoever it is a narco-capitalist. You could just tell
maybe
by his
he's
writing.
Here or
it's
she.
Totally possible, yeah. And isn't that so cool that it's actually made so many people in our community, which are all great people, and they're not great people necessarily, but they believe and not using violence against others unless for self-defense, they're actually making some money from it. So it's been interesting. But, yeah, in general, most people don't do well. We've been really lucky at Dollar Vigilante. Our portfolio, which isn't just Bitcoin, of course.
Yeah, can you give a little teaser somebody might get out of a newsletter from the Dollar Vigilante?
Sure. Basically, last year for 2016, we had a 99%. I'm not making that number up. That's exactly what the number was. 99% gain on our portfolio. It's mostly gold, silver, gold stocks, and a lot of those did really well last year. And 5% of it, only 5% is in Bitcoin. Of course, Bitcoin's tripled in the last.
What's a gold
year.
Stock?
mining stock like
gold mining stocks. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Those, you know, that's a speculative sort of thing. We're not saying put all your money into it, but if gold skyrockets, which we expect it will over the next couple of years, just like Bitcoin is doing right now, the gold miners, if gold goes from $1,000 to $3,000, some of these gold stocks will go from 5 cents to $50. So that's the kind of upside. But there's a ton of risk in it too. So you got to be smart.
What? Why is gold going to go up in the near future?
We're going to have the collapse of these fiat currencies, these government nation states. The U.S. government now has $20 trillion in debt. It's doubled in the last 8 years since Barack Obama, the Nobel Peace Prize winner, who never had one day of peace.
How can you be so confident about that? Because people have been predicting the fall of fiat currencies for a long time. It's always just around the corner, but they seem to have ways to kind of kick the can down the road quite a bit.
Well, the last time that people were super serious about it was the 1970s. So right after 1971, people like Doug Casey and a number of other people came out and said this whole system's going to collapse, and it came really close to collapse. That's why they went off the gold standard back then. And if you were around in 1979 in the U.S., I personally wasn't. I was 9 years old. I was living in Canada. I was just watching hockey. I didn't know. But it was a pretty crazy, wild time. People didn't know what was going to happen, if everything was just going to collapse. And then they went and said, let's just go off the gold standard and just print money pretty much till the system dies now. And that's where, so we're in uncharted territories. Even Rothschild said recently, this guy's sort of, his family has designed this whole system. He's like, we're in uncharted territories. No one knows what's going to happen, including him, and these guys control a lot of stuff. George Soros is kind of saying, like, all these really bad, evil people, but they know a lot of stuff. Are like, we don't know what's going to happen. This is so far off the charts that anything could happen, and it's probably going to be quite bad in general for a lot of people, unless they have gold, Bitcoin, and hard assets.
When you say that nothing like this has happened, it's very true. There have been fiat currencies in the past,
right,
but we've never had a world reserve currency.
Right. Not one this big.
A fiat currency. Right. Now, the pound sterling has existed more than 100 years as a fiat currency. It was previously, the reason they called it sterling, it was backed by silver. But, you know, that existed, but we've never had a fiat currency like the U.S. dollar, and it's been, the world reserve currency nearly my entire life, nearly your entire life, so 45, going on 50 years now. And what would a collapse like that look like? We can see what's happening in Europe. With the euro is now almost, half of what it was when I remember it being a thing?
But it hasn't even collapsed yet. So one of these is going to collapse soon. The Japanese yen is actually maybe the first one.
Renminbi or whatever.
Yeah, and the whole issue is, like, a fiat currency could exist for a long time if they really regulated it.
They absolutely could. If there weren't people that would benefit from it.
Yeah, right. They can't resist the temptation.
Yeah, well, it's government, you know, the government, its own whole purpose is just to grow, right? It's just a cancer, and we're just seeing, since we've gone off the gold standard about 45 years ago, we're just seeing every government in massive amounts of debt now. They're just printing money and going into massive amounts of debt. There's no way out of this except for some sort of disaster for most people.
I think they could turn it around if they wanted to, but they just don't.
There's no turning it around, in my opinion. It's that far gone, and that's what a lot of people are talking about. That's why we're saying, when this happens, no one's going to believe it. It's going to be unbelievably horrible for a lot of people. Even Jim Rogers came out recently. This is a big guy, billionaire. It used to be George Soros' ex-partner. He came out and said, there's millions of people are going to die. That's what he said. Like, this thing is going to be so bad.
Jeff, do you want to stick with us for another segment?
Happy to.
All right, more with Jeff Berwick. We're here from Anarchapulco 2017. It's Free Talk Live.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com. Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation. Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We're at Anarcapulco 2017 in the beautiful Acapulco, Mexico at the Mundo Imperial Resort, which I'm new to Mexico, so I went on their website. We've got Jeff Berwick still with us here on day number one of this fantastic event. Went on their website.
Hour number one.
How much does this hotel cost? $2,000 a night. I'm like, whoa, this thing's crazy. Turns out it was 2,000 pesos.
And they use the same symbol.
Right.
I mean, pesos as we'd use for dollars.
Not many people know, but that actually started in Mexico, basically, that dollar sign.
Is that right? Gringos stole their dollar sign.
Yep.
So I thought, $2,000. Well, it turns out it's 20-1, so it's actually like $100 a night for this place.
For this hotel room,
it's incredible.
It's gorgeous.
Yeah,
and the views, like every room has a wonderful view. It's for $100 a night. Look. Any hotel room that costs more than $30 a night upsets me. But I got to say, it's well worth, from what I've seen from hotel rooms, $100 a night.
Yeah, Acapulco is ridiculous. Like, everything's so cheap here now that the peso's collapsed in the last 8 years. It's basically cut in half. So what's $100 today was $200 8 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And with the economy's not, you know, super great here, it's actually not bad. But, you know, like I tell people, basically I live here for free. It's like everything's free. Like, I go out, I'm like, it's just free. I don't care because it really is. Like my house, hopefully you guys can come over. I think you came over to one of my houses once.
Yep.
Am I right? Hope to have you over. I have an even better house now. $1,500 a month is what I pay for it. It's like the nicest area. I have like maids and cooks and chefs. They're all $10 a day. You live like a king here for like less than $3,000 a month.
What I noticed, with the prices you're talking about, you do live like a king. You can absolutely live like a king. But I've seen people pay half that and still have, there's every shack and shanty in Acapulco has the most gorgeous view. There's no way to describe this place sort of geographically and give it justice. This beautiful lagoon, harbor thing is sort of three quarters in capsule. It looks like a crater hit a million years ago. And then, this gorgeous paradise came out of it because it goes up the mountainsides, go up around it in sort of three quarters. So everybody has the stadium seating for this gorgeous harbor.
Place. It's really special. Like when I first came here, I came on my boat. I was sailing catamarans, so we have something in common. And I didn't know much about Acapulco. I remember hearing about it on The Price is Right.
The Price is Right. That's where I remember it from, too.
And I was like, so what is it? Like Cancun or like Cabo or something? I didn't know anything about it.
3 days, and two nights in beautiful Acapulco, New Mexico.
Yeah, and I came in on my boat at night, and the entire, it's like a bowl, like you said, this entire bay, and it looked like a bowl of diamonds. It was just like the most beautiful thing. And then I wake up in the morning, and it's like green everywhere. It never rains. It's just got this natural, I think there's an aquifer underneath it or something. I don't know what it is. It's just like, just everything's just the colors, the blue and the green and the red, and it never rains, like I said. It's just always perfect weather. It's almost like indoor weather outside all the time.
All the plants are those tropical plants, too, that make you feel like, I know I'm supposed to be having a really good time. I see palm trees.
I should be having a pina colada because of that tree for some reason.
Yes, that's the feeling you get.
But bringing up your other point, too, about some people live really cheap here. There was one group, a couple that came to Acapulco last year. They've been writing on steamit.com, and they came with $50 in their wallet, and they were on the run. They were wanted. They were going to spend decades in jail for basically a victimless crime of some sort of drug possession or drug sort of selling to other people plants, and they escaped from the USSA. They drove across the border with $50 in their pocket, and they've been living fine. They actually, as you pointed out, like there's view. You would think, oh, is this $1 million house because of your view? No, I think they pay like $50 a month or something. They're making enough money on Steemit to pay for their rent.
I had friends that came to live here about 3 years ago, and I managed to see their apartment when I came 2 years ago. And I think they're spending about $650 a month for this three-bedroom, two-bath apartment that's great. It has a jacuzzi on the lanai that they can then look out over the lagoon. And it's, one can live here rather cheaply, there's no doubt. What about, I've heard that there's some kind of gang activity, crime, that kind of thing in Acapulco.
Well, yeah, there's a, the war on drugs, the government causing all these problems.
There's still a government here.
Yeah, that's unfortunate that there is. But really, there's not much of one. What a lot of people hear in the U.S., it's a lot like Donald Trump says, is one of the things, the only thing I like about what he says, it's really fake news, CNN and all this stuff. Like, I get sent stuff from people, and they're like, I hear Acapulco's a war zone. And I'm like, open the window, like, everything's completely fine. I don't know. Like, I don't know what's going on. There is people, and, there is cartels fighting it out for certain things, but they don't do it around us.
Yeah.
Actually, what I found out is within 500 miles of Acapulco, if someone dies, that's called a murder that happened in Acapulco. And apparently, and this is something hardly anyone knows, and I just found out about this, the second biggest opium crop in the world outside of Afghanistan is right near here in Acapulco. So that's why the cartels fight over it, and the government and the cartels are sort of the same here, which is kind of fine. It's a lot more honest. They kill each other every now and then trying to fight over these opium crops, which is kind of stupid, but it really does not affect definitely tourists and foreigners. They are like a protected species in a place like Acapulco. If you talk to someone, let's say they're kind of a bad guy who might like to rob people sometimes, would you ever rob a foreigner? It's like, oh no. Like everyone here would kill me if they found out about it because, that tourism is a big thing here.
What I've found from the Mexican people, and like you see these, movies in the U.S. and you kind of think of these CD bars where somebody's ready to slit your throat. I've never found people that are just so friendly and kind all the time. I mean, they seem happy that I'm of my broken Spanish. They're like, oh, this nice guy who can barely speak Spanish is making some effort to communicate with me on a personal level. Yeah. And they just think it's wonderful.
Well, that's how I feel when somebody comes and they try to speak English, and I'm like, wow, great job, glad you're here trying your best.
Mm-hmm.
And so very exciting to be here, Jeff. And there's obviously a lot going on. Your co-organizers pulling you away, I think, yep. Right now. But let's talk briefly about what else is coming up. You had the Dollar Vigilante conference yesterday, which is kind of like a financial conference where Roger Ver was speaking there, and I guess he's speaking again this weekend. And then this is going through March 1st, and then something else is happening on March 1st, right? So what's coming after Anarchapulco the next day?
Yeah, this has turned into a whole week or more of festivities, yeah. And actually it sort of starts a few weeks before people show up, and there's all these parties, and even afterwards, and like I said, a lot of people just stay afterwards. It's all very organic, but it's, there's so many things. So Anarchapulco is now 4 days, used to be three, and it's now two stages instead of one. Mm-hmm. But then even after it ends, so the last days, we call it CryptoPulco. It's all blockchain and cryptocurrency related, which is a huge thing with the Liberty Movement, of course. Then on the March 1st, I don't even know, like Adam Kokesh has his homesteading. He's going to teach people about homesteading for like $30 or something. Luke Radowski has his We Are Change, how to be an independent journalist or media company for, $50 or $80 or something like that.
Is that also happening here?
Yeah, everything's here. And then it goes on and on. Dana Martin has her Unschooling and Peaceful Parenting Family Camp for 3 days. Wow. There's an entrepreneurship boot camp. There's a stock trading seminar by more financial related by Tone Bays.
by the way, Tone Bays, a giant in that particular industry. I don't think he gets the credit that he deserves in that way, but he's quite an analyst.
Yeah, so he'll be doing a two-day stock trading seminar, and you might remember his first speech in Anarchapulco 2 years ago. He actually did some Bitcoin day trading in the morning, and by the afternoon, he went back up on stage, and everyone had made some money by Bitcoin trading. Yep. That was kind of cool, so he'll be doing that for two full days this time.
It's incredible.
So, yeah, this is going on. It's obviously not too late to get down here if you're going to come last minute. Come join the fun here at anarchapulco.com. You also host the Anarchast, as well as I think you're doing a Dollar Vigilante show as well.
Yeah, we just did the TDV Internationalization Investment Summit yesterday. I host Anarchast, which, kind of a funny story. I just started that show out of I wanted more anarchist sort of content on the Internet. Mm-hmm. It didn't seem to be very much, and no one's really talking about sort of like trying to bring the movement sort of like into like a focus, like who's doing what sort of a thing.
Right.
And that turned into Anarchapulco. So kind of a funny story for anyone out there. Like you just start a podcast and look
and
what can happen.
A conference.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, it's great having you here on Free Talk Live. We're grateful to be here at the conference and looking forward to what's coming next. I'm sure we're going to be interviewing all kinds of interesting people.
You're going to be speaking, too.
Yeah, that's right. I've got to get ready for that, actually, here in just a moment. I'm going to try to explain to people why they should move to the frozen tundra in New Hampshire while they're here in Acapulco. Thank you, Jeff.
Perfect. Yeah, my pleasure. Thanks, guys.
Coming on the show. More Free Talk Live coming up here in moments. We are in Acapulco, Mexico, at Anarchapulco. You can learn more at anarchapulco.com, and we'll continue with Free Talk Live in moments.
Back to the program in a minute, but first, I've got a special free giveaway. I've got 100 free trials of the Belly Flattening Breakthrough Newbiotics here, and I've been authorized to give them away to the station's first 100 callers right now. So if you want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly, call now. Don't even wait till I stop talking. Only one free trial per caller, though. Don't be greedy. Okay, here's the number. 1-800-984-5648. I'm guessing it works pretty fast because it says here that if your belly flattening results are too dramatic, you're supposed to reduce use to every other day. And it looks like it's made from natural ingredients, too, scientifically formulated to cleanse pounds of toxic sludge from your body. Okay, this is it. If you want a flatter belly, be one of the first 100 callers right now to claim one of these free trials. 1-800-984-5648. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-984-5648. Call now for details. 1-800-984-5648.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We are at Anarchapulco, the third annual Anarchapulco. You can go to anarchapulco.com to learn more about this event that has just kicked off today with a bunch of great speakers, a bunch of liberty-minded folks, people who care about freedom, who are willing to actually, you know, step up and do something about it. And a lot of them are here, including some big, big names in the liberty movement. And one of those names is one of the biggest respected author, G. Edward Griffin is here with us. Mr. G., welcome to Free Talk Live. Thanks for being here.
Well, thanks for inviting me. I appreciate it.
Now, you kicked off I guess you're the first speaker after Jeff Berwick opened things up today. I, unfortunately, was running around everywhere, so I didn't get to see it.
But I did.
You did. Okay,
and
good.
What it reminded me of, it's not common for a person of a certain age to be able to walk into a room full of pretty young people and have them just stand up and scream. I mean, I can only described it as in my mind as like a rock star.
But
that's a simple way to describe it. The last time I saw something like that occur was when I saw Ron Paul speak in 2007 when he was running for president. And it was just, I mean, the room just came unglued when you walked up there.
Well, that is an amazing experience for me, too. And, of course, it's very exciting and rewarding to see that. But, you know, I know it's not rock star syndrome. But what I do recognize, and the thing that I like about it most, is that these people, whether it's Ron Paul or me or someone else, they're not responding to the individual, but to the ideas that they represent, the ability to explain certain ideologies or thoughts or ethics that really strike a core, you know, deep. And that's what they're responding to, and that's why I'm so happy to see that.
I would agree with you 100%. So you wrote a book. It's called the seminal volume here is The Creature from Jekyll Island. This is the book that just people got so excited about. Now, it's a tome, but it explains in detail how the Federal Reserve works. Can you encapsulate and you know, the book and the ideas in just a few seconds.
Oh, I encapsulate.
Yeah, just boil it down. It's 30 seconds.
I know, but
yeah. Well, I can do that. I can take that whole 600-page book and boil it down to a few seconds. You know, you have to sometimes. Sound bites are the thing of the day. Well, to put it at its smallest essence, I would say the Federal Reserve, it's a scam. Any questions? That's it.
So how does the Federal Reserve quickly, you know, what is it? How does it come about?
Well, okay, the Federal Reserve, let's start off with what it is not, because I think it's important to get that out of the way before a person's mind can be ready to see what it is. Most people, including myself when I started down this path years ago, I thought the Federal Reserve was an agency of the federal government. I thought it was a bunch of people who were in government and they were charged with the responsibility of protecting the monetary system of the United States and to preserve the purchasing power of the dollar and all of that sort of thing. And I found out to my dismay it was none of the above. So it's not that. What is it? It is a cartel. It's a cartel no different than a banana cartel or an oil cartel. It just happens to be a banking cartel made up of the largest banks in the United States. And they formed a cartel agreement way back in 1913 and passed it into law. And so once this cartel agreement has the name on the top of it that says Federal Reserve Act, then all of a sudden we are required to obey the cartel agreement by law, or we go to prison. And that's the reason most people think it's a government agency, because you think, well, only the government can put you in prison, right? Mm-hmm. Well, that is true, but that's only if the government takes a private cartel agreement and passes it into law. Now, there in a nutshell is what the problem really is.
So if one opened a bank, one couldn't become part of this organization? I mean, how does that work?
Well, yes, you can come into the cartel as a new bank. You can open up a new bank. But when you do so, you have to be admitted by the cartel. They have the rules and the regulations that require you to do this, 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 and this, and not do that. And once you abide by all the rules, then you can be admitted into the Federal Reserve System. Now, you are a very junior member of the cartel at that point. That doesn't allow you to control anything, but you're part of it.
Mm-hmm. I see. Just you're initiate at that point.
Yeah, you're one of the junior members.
You're getting hazed.
You get the benefits of fractional reserve, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Banks can loan out, what is it, 9 times as much as they have on
balance? Yeah, 9.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. One question that we have gotten here on Free Talk Live that's sort of really difficult to answer is, how does money get created? You often hear about the Federal Reserve creating money by, with their interest rate lower. And raising the interest rate, and this is mm-hmm. good or bad, depending on who's reporting the news or whatever. Mm-hmm. I would presume that interest rate somehow creates money, but how does one do it?
Well, it's a long process, and it's very, on the surface, it seems to be very complicated. But when you dig down underneath it, we're back to that simple description again. It's a scam. So I'll try and simplify it, and even though it's simplified, it's accurate, but I have to admit up front, it's oversimplification, but this is basically how it works. The federal government starts the process. Remember, the Federal Reserve is a cartel, that's true, but it's in partnership with the federal government. Mm-hmm. So we mustn't forget that part of it.
Yeah, how else would it exist?
It's right? In partnership. So it starts with the federal government side of this. So the government needs money. I mean, it can't tax the people anymore without a tax rebellion, and yet it needs more money. It's got wars to fight. It's got welfare to pay. It's got politicians to benefit. You know, it's got to pay off dictators around the world, and the federal government needs a lot of money.
Yeah.
And they've reached the limit of taxation. So how do they get more money than they can through taxes? The simple answer is, well, like anybody else, you can borrow it. So they borrow.
That's
it.
That's what they do, right? That's what the debt is.
They borrow it. So, but it's a little different. You see, like you and I, if we want to borrow money, we have to borrow it from somebody. Whereas the federal government, through their partner, the Federal Reserve System, can literally create it and make it look like they're borrowing it. This is the trick. They're actually creating the money that they're borrowing as the process continues. They get their partner in the Federal Reserve simply to create it out of nothing. If you can imagine the scenario as follows. Here comes somebody from the Treasury Department with his instructions in his briefcase. He's got to get another $1 billion of money that he cannot raise in taxes. So he goes to the Federal Reserve office, and he walks in, and he says hello to the president of the Federal Reserve. And the president says, how can we help you, sir? He says, well, I need another $1 billion today. That would be about right. Can you help me? And the head of the Fed says, well, of course. Sit right down, sir. And he types out a few digits on his computer and produces a check. He opens up a checkbook in a way, and he writes a check to the government. Now, the question is, where did the money come from to back up that check? Did somebody put it into a deposit? No. That money is now created out of thin air by the Federal Reserve because it's now legal for it to do so. If you and I were to write a bad check, there was no money behind it, we go to jail. But they do it because the government wants them to do it,
right,
because that's where they get their money.
The U.S. dollar is both nothing and infinite all at the same time.
At the same time.
It's a fascinating little sort of paradox this debt note is. And it's called a note for a reason.
It's a note that really doesn't ever expect to be paid back.
Because they've created the money from thin air, and so if they have to pay interest on money that's just being created, where does that come from?
Well, actually, that's an interesting secondary question. It can be explained. It comes from labor, because mm-hmm. people can add labor to that equation,
mm-hmm.
and they can earn back the same money that has to be paid in interest, and then they take the money they earned and use it to pay the interest. But that's a minor element in the equation.
Right.
For the most part, if they took all the money out of the circulation, if they paid it all back, there would be no money in circulation,
right,
if there were no debt.
It's fascinating because what they've done is they've created a sort of modern financial slavery for all U.S. citizens, because you work to make money. That's how most people do it. But mm-hmm. the federal government spends money out of nothing, and the money that you're forced to use is the money that's created out of nothing. So therefore, they are parlaying your future labor. At this point, likely your great-grandchildren's future labor, because all your labor was spent in the Spanish-American War.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Right. Yeah. So your great-grandchildren's labor is being parlayed at interest to this bank cartel.
That's correct. That's basically correct. But it's a little more complex than that, and I think it's worth taking a moment to go into that. Because this money that's created out of nothing to be, quote, loaned, unquote, to the federal government is just the tip of the iceberg. People get all hung up on that when that's not really where the big action is. Mm. And to see where the big action is, we have to follow that money. Let's take $1,000 of that money that was created out of nothing for the federal government. Now, it's given to the Fed in the form of a check from the Federal Reserve. They deposit those numbers into their account, and now the federal government can write checks. Okay? Now, let's say that the federal government writes a $1,000 check to an employee of the federal government, say the postman.
Sure.
That delivers your mail. So the postman has a $1,000 check. This is newly created money. He doesn't know that, doesn't
care. Mr. G, I'm going to interrupt you there. Can you stick with us for one more segment? We'll keep this conversation going.
Oh, we have to do that.
Yes. And stick with us.
That's how radio works.
Right. We're going to do more Free Talk Live with G. Edward Griffin here at Anarchapulco in moments.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise.
nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact the station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin, but imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.